We're continuing our look at Acts chapter 27. And here, Paul, of course, is in the middle of a shipwreck, picking up at verse 35. And when he had thus spoken, he took bread and gave thanks to God in the presence of them all. And when he had broken it, he began to eat. Altogether, there were 276 of us on board. And when they had eaten as much as they wanted, they lightened the ship by throwing the grain into the sea. Now notice that very first statement. He took bread and gave thanks to God in the presence of them all. Well, that creates a bit of a scholarly debate among Bible commentators. Why? Because to some, this looks suspiciously like a communion service. Others feel that is anything but that. Let me give you two views from F.F. Bruce and John Stott. I'll start with the latter. John Stott notes, "Some have depicted this as a Eucharist, but neither the occasion nor the gathering of unbelieving soldiers, sailors, and prisoners was appropriate for this. It was surely an ordinary meal, although the food was consecrated by thanksgiving." Well, F.F. Bruce writes, "There is a cluster of words and phrases here, took bread, gave thanks, broke it, which are familiar in a Eucharistic setting. This supports the view of many commentators that the meal here described was a Eucharistic meal." Well, was it? It's hard to say. It certainly has some of the hallmarks of it, yet unsaved sailors and soldiers could hardly be envisioned taking communion. So F.F. Bruce takes the discussion a little further, and in doing so, he makes a leeway between the two views. I like what he says. Here's what he writes. "All shared the food, but to the majority it was an ordinary meal, while for those who ate with Eucharistic intention, meaning Paul and his fellow Christians, it was a valid Eucharist. The bread which we break, is it not our participation in the body of Christ? 1 Corinthians 10:16. Well, here's an interesting side note from John Stott. No mention is made of wine in terms of wine and cup. As a matter of fact, those terms are absent from the whole book of Acts. As I said, that's interesting. In the entire book of Acts, there is not one mention of the Eucharistic cup or wine. Well, as we leave Paul, Luke and Aristarchus and the other 273 men on board, just as they are about to see daylight for the first time in 14 days. The crisis, however, is far from over. After 14 days in a hurricane-like storm, the Alexandrian grain ship has run aground. It is stuck on a sandbar at the intersection of two rivers. The bow stuck, and the stern, of course, was being battered by the surf. Everyone aboard, note that again, everyone aboard has survived the storm. It's a miracle by any measurement. Some swam to shore, others floated on planks or pieces of the broken ship, but they all made it to shore, just as Paul predicted. Join me again next time for more of Verse by Verse.